When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class. We are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. In order to succeed in this endeavor, we need to anticipate snags that can make it seem as if black nationalism cannot work and has not been clearly thought out. We continue responding to those. 7. Black nationalism in the United States will be challenged by some people's vision of a new emerging world order. This new world order promises to be ethnically liberal, racism-free, and dominated by a globalization trend. However, three things must be kept in mind. Number one, even though political forces are at work, today's globalization is essentially a commercial undertaking. Businesses are using political stooges to push commercial platforms, and we all know that business does not give a damn about people. Number two, in the midst of this globalization trend, more and more people are moving towards sectionalism. People don't want their lives turned upside down by promises of progress shrouded in vagaries. They fear larger and larger commercial unions and ever more distant political institutions. And number three, the pendulum of time is against the globalization trend. That is because globalization is simply white power in a different costume, and the days of white power are numbered. We have heard over and over how the latest scientific, medical, or technological discovery will wipe out disease and make it possible for all people to improve the overall quality of their lives. In spite of that, the general condition of most people continues to get worse. Why? Because the overall good that a new discovery can do is regularly undermined and deprioritized as the new discovery moves through its growing up process. The same will happen with political isms like globalization. Equality for all, no racism, general ethnic acceptance, all of those promises will disappear as globalization grows up and reveals the rigid boundaries of its profit-driven masters. To thrive, people would have to be allied to a political reality that cares about them. That reality for black people is black nationalism. We can't let one person's or one group's analysis of trends and developments dictate how we function within our own set of conditions. Ideological analyses are a dime a dozen. What you do is as much a part of the global trend as what someone in a boardroom or legislative office does. The impact of their decisions ultimately relies on the smallest unit. That unit is me and you just as much as it is anybody else. Number 8. The myth of the military power of the United States hinders the progress of black nationalism in the United States. However, as any growing child learns, the biggest person isn't necessarily the baddest person. By the same token, the biggest country isn't necessarily the baddest country, and the country with the most guns and firepower isn't necessarily going to win a confrontation. There are several reasons for this. When it comes to the question of power, militarily speaking, we must understand that there are several critical elements. The first element is the fighter. If the army with the guns does not have a soldier base that is top quality, those guns will end up serving the enemy. An army must also be flexible, and even then it might not be able to make the adjustment needed to dominate. That is because armies are much like boxers. If the style of the opponent neutralizes that army's strength, that army would have trouble defeating that opponent. There are also internal contradictions that can affect an army's efficiency. The United States Army has one overwhelming internal contradiction: the presence of so many minority troops. If this fact caused problems in the Vietnam War, you can imagine what its impact would be if the enemy is closer to home. And there are psychological considerations that play a role. Even though the command will do all it can to keep morale high, the word will get around. If the troops begin to hear stories about the bravery of the enemy or the questionable merits of the war, many soldiers could fail to function the way committed fighters do. We will continue with part 5 in the next video. Remember, we are black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own.